You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says a new variant of COVID-19 that appeared in the United Kingdom does not seem to intensify symptoms, but does raise alarm for healthcare providers. While it is normal for viruses to mutate over time, the WHO says without more control to slow its spread, there will be a serious impact on already stressed health facilities. The WHO Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluge, says there will be new challenges as 22 countries in the region detect the new variant.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may over time replace other circulating lineages, as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark. With increased transmissibility and similar disease severity, the variant does, however, raise alarm. Without increased control to slow its spread, there will be an increased impact on already stressed and pressurized health facilities.
He says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. France's border with Britain will indefinitely stay shut because of the new variant of COVID-19, with 19 cases of it being detected in the country. While French health authorities are working to contain the spread of the new virus variant, any French residents returning to the country must produce a negative COVID-19 test result. But French Prime Minister Jean Castex says 2021 is the year of hope, as coronavirus vaccines are administered. Speaking to criticism that France's vaccination program has been slow, Mr. Castex says the government is working fast.
People over 75 years old will be able to get vaccinated from Monday, January 18th. These inoculations will take place in vaccination centres. One centre per region has already been opened, so there are 100 across the country and there will be 300 from next Monday, and progressively 600 by the end of January.
In the UK, an additional over 1,100 people have died within 28 days of testing positive for COVID-19, making it the highest daily reported total since the 21st of April 2020. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has pledged to deliver thousands of doses of the coronavirus vaccine per day by mid-January, with the hope it will help alleviate the devastating impact of the pandemic. Mr. Johnson says he is confident that all vulnerable people will be vaccinated by the 15th of February.
And just to remind you of the importance of these groups for fighting the disease, they account for 88% of all those who have sadly lost their lives. And so our tactics are first to use the immense natural capacity of the NHS. And by the end of the week, there'll be over 1,000 GP-led sites providing vaccines, 223 hospital sites, 7 giant vaccination centres, and a first wave of 200 community pharmacies.
The British Army is set to work closely with the National Health Service to maintain a fast-paced vaccine delivery. Lebanon has started a 25-day nationwide COVID-19 lockdown. It is the third since the pandemic reached Lebanon in February and will see businesses closed and traffic limited. A daily curfew is also in place from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. and will remain until the 1st of February. It comes as the country hits a new single-day infection record for the third straight day, with over 4,700 new daily cases reported. Israel has become the world's leading vaccinator per capita, with over 1.5 million people being injected in just over 2 weeks since the start of the country's vaccination campaign. The Israeli government is aiming to inoculate most of the population by the end of March. The vaccination drive comes as the country enters its third nationwide lockdown, following a surge in infections with more than 60,000 active cases. The chairman of Israel's COVID-19 national team of experts, Ran Balisa, says minimizing confusion about the vaccine made the process easier.
One of the key success factors of this vaccination campaign was our ability to reduce fear and vaccine hesitancy by addressing different segments of society with cultural competence and culturally adapted messaging. For just one example, one of the key challenges we had was in the ultra-Orthodox communities, which were very hesitant, and there was a lot of fake news distributed there in various means and a lot of scares. What we had to do was to continuously provide scientific information backed up by the best experts.
Israel's role in potentially supplying doses to Palestinians in the West Bank remains unclear, with Israeli officials not ruling out making supplies available after Israel handles its own priority groups. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.